This morning, homeowners and members of Oahu's construction industry rallied outside Honolulu Hale to highlight a growing backlog of building permits. The Building Industry Association says months-long delays in the permitting process are harming local businesses and homeowners. The demonstration was meant as a show of support for Bill 64, which would streamline the permitting process using lessons learned from other cities. Marshall Hickox is the president-elect of the BIA.
If you Google this problem, you'll see that it's been going on for 10 years. 15 years. Our businesses are up against the wall. In the time of a booming economy, how can it be explained that we're waiting for permits? I don't even know the number. Tens of millions, 20s of millions, 30s of millions of dollars of money are sitting there. And they're having trouble filling positions at the building department because they want to pay the people that have to check our plans a very small amount of money. No one's going to take that job. They have to rethink the system. They have to rethink the way that they are putting these permits together, and they need to do it right now.
Tiffany Kane and her family were expecting to move into a newly completed home on their family plot in August, but only just received their building permit earlier this month. She estimates the delay has already cost the family $15,000 in rental costs while the land sits empty.
We've been waiting for about 9 months for our permits. Hardship-wise, our family has separated. We've had to go into different rentals. We have a large family, but we're going into three different rentals in the hopes of coming back together to be in our family home together, just for that rebuild after many, many years. We live in the Kaimuki area. It's been four generations. Papa bought it way back when from the original owners. Knocked down our three-bedroom house, and we're looking to rebuild that three-bedroom house with an ADU for potential in the future, as we do have four generations in our house. Our grandson actually turns one on Friday, so all the way down four generations, we're hoping to come back together. We may have to rethink things in our house plan. Our original thought and budget was to, say, have brand new appliances. We may not be able to do that because of these delays and may have to backscale even our simple plans for the home.
Now, the debate over building permits continued on another front yesterday. The Honolulu Planning Commission heard public testimony on two bills to regulate so-called monster homes under the land use ordinance. One bill was sponsored by the city council, the other by Mayor Kirk Caldwell and the city Department of Planning and Permitting. Now, monster homes are becoming a common sight in many of Oahu's neighborhoods. On plots where single-family homes once sat, there are now high-occupancy structures, some with 15 or more bedrooms and 10 or more bathrooms. There often isn't enough parking on the property for that many occupants, causing congestion on the streets. Most monster homes are billed as multi-generational family housing, but many residents tell stories of the large dwellings being used as boarding houses or even short-term rentals for visitors. After his short-term rental bill was voted down by the Planning Commission earlier this month, Mayor Caldwell made a rare appearance before the Advisory Commission to advocate for his bill and to also ask that members reconsider its vote on the vacation rental issue.
For me, it doesn't matter. Again, it's such a controversial bill that if the Planning Commission isn't standing behind it, why should the council? And so I'd much rather have the Planning Commission move this bill out with suggested changes so the council feels the political courage to move forward too, because again, the building guys may get upset at them, or the homeowners in their communities may get upset with them. But I think it does allow large homes to be built on larger lots. There are mansions in all of our communities, whether it be Kahala or in Manoa. There's some beautiful, majestic, large homes. We don't want to stop homes like that from being built on large tracts of land. But we don't want a 17-bedroom home built on 5,000 square feet. And if this bill tries to find that fairness and that balance. So I want to thank you for allowing me to testify. You know, if you have concerns, I'm willing to come back to and listen. I'm willing, at the end of all of this, I'm willing to come forward and talk. I want to have that dialogue. And I regret that I didn't do it on the short-term vacation rental. I wish I would have come here when it started, and I wish I would have come back when you were finished before you actually voted, so you could have that discussion. And I'm willing to have it in this kind of room, open and transparent, so that everyone can see what the issue is and come to appreciate some of the challenges we have. The two are related, by the way. These large homes with a lot of bedrooms can be used for vacation rentals. At the end of the day, it's really about affordable housing. Working with the council, we've done much. You know, bills 58 and 59, the ADU bill, our Housing First initiatives with homelessness. And I do think we're starting to turn the corner on that issue.
Now, the city's regulatory proposal focused on a few key areas like capping density on a given plot of land, increasing parking requirements, and making a more stringent permitting process for large homes. One of the most important ways the city plans to prevent monster home construction is by limiting what's called a floor area ratio. This is the measure of how much usable floor space a structure has compared to the plot of land. The City Department of Planning and Permitting wants to cap floor area ratio at 0.7, meaning that 30% of any home plot would be reserved for parking and green space to reduce runoff. Elizabeth Krieger oversees zoning and permitting at the Honolulu Department of Planning and Permitting.
We believe that this level of development standards is something that is broad enough to capture the biggest offenders in terms of how the current large dwelling units that have created a public outcry have been, but it also does not limit multi-generational housing. It doesn't limit something like adult residential care homes where people are caring for elderly people in their homes and that type of situation. Those unique circumstances that apply to certain sectors of our society need to continue to be protected.
Members of the community who came to testify largely supported the city's effort to rein in monster homes, although not all agreed that the proposed plan would be adequate. Keith Watanabe is a Honolulu architect.
The purpose of zoning laws is to segregate incompatible land uses. Commercial and apartment uses are specifically designated for areas that can accommodate the higher land use and density. Builders of monster homes have exploited loopholes in the current zoning regulations. Since in most cases they follow the zoning laws, it is clear that the laws need to be revised. By changing the FAR, increasing side yard setbacks and parking requirements may slightly decrease the size of homes, but I feel this would have little impact on the monster houses. DPP, DPP does not want to address bedrooms, laundry rooms, or bathrooms. They say potential restrictions are unnecessary and we're unable to come up with recommendations based on the City Council's timetable. The LDC changes should be long-term solutions, not quick band-aids.
Some say limiting large homes would ultimately make housing less affordable than it already is. Tyler Dos Santos Tam from High Good Neighbor had ideas on how to rein in the monsters.
All of these proposals are really targeted at the biggest of the big. Nobody is here to try to harm the ability to produce affordable housing. You know, looking at the FAR, I think DPP has some statistics on this, but in our research, only 2% of homes across the island already exceed this 0.7, so really targeting the biggest of the big. But as we know, FAR is not the only issue. There's a number of properties that lie on big lots on the sides of ridges, you know, Palolo Valley, where the properties go up all the way on the side. And so having an additional control on things like bathrooms, things like a wet bar and laundry room would really help to deal with those situations where they might be able to, simply because of the configuration of the property, build a very, very large, very bulky home. So I think it's important to look at the bathroom numbers. I think DPP and other city agencies have some data on that as well.
Sydney Char, another local architect, told commissioners that the 0.7 floor area ratio restriction was too generous to really have an impact.
For example, a 7,500 square foot lot, if you use a 0.55, which I'm advocating, you can still build a 4,125 square foot home, not including the garages in that FAR. And you can pack, I looked at it, you can put two master bedrooms, two master baths, five or six bedrooms. And in the bedrooms on the housing code, if you do 120 square feet, you can put three people in each of those rooms. So you can essentially put 20, 25 people in this home very easily.
David Frankel lives in Kaimuki and has a master's in urban planning. He identified several environmental issues not addressed in the bills.
Monster homes generally are concreted pin to pin. When you have so much impervious surface, that creates huge problems. It leads to heat sinks where basically this area heats up the neighborhood because concrete absorbs the sun. It also leads to polluted runoff affecting our coastal waters. Leads to flooding and drainage. And so I believe you need to also limit the amount of impervious surface. There have been a number of studies by the Office of Planning that have talked about the need to reduce the amount of impervious surface in our city. And we have not done so. Kauai has adopted an ordinance that does restrict the amount of impervious surface, and we should too.
The Planning Commission voted unanimously to approve the DPP bill, but lowered the floor area ratio limit to 0.6. The Commission also voted not to recommend the City Council proposal. Both bills go back to the City Council for a final vote.